God has a miracle for you. God has a miracle for you. Try him, you will see. If you just believe that he has a miracle for you. Good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale. I reside in Southern California, and I greet each one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings on this God Has a Miracle for You Monday. Let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we bless your name, we praise you, we magnify you, and we glorify you because you are truly worthy of all of our praise, God. And so we thank you for waking us up into this new day that you have made, God, and that we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you because you are a miracle worker, God. And so we thank you for this, the Master's Call, and we thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. We thank you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you for their yes, God. We thank you for the mission and the mandate that you have given them, oh God. And so we pray right now that as family members dial in right now to this, the Master's Call, that their lives will be enriched, empowered, and enhanced, God, and that there will be a miracle waiting them on this day, oh God. God, have your will, have your way right now. I ask that you would increase in the speaker as they would come forth. Father, I pray right now that they will decrease and that your word will go forth free, clear, uncontaminated, and unhindered in the name of Jesus, God. And as we go through this Monday, God, we go through with dominion, power, and authority. We go through in a mighty way, oh God, and we do expect a miracle from you, Father. So we bless you, we praise you, we magnify you, we glorify you. And these things I decree and I declare in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. And at this time, without further ado, it is an honor, privilege, and pleasure to bring to the line the hostess with the mostest, Minister Rebecca. Are you out there this morning?
Good morning, Minister Tiffany, and thank you for greeting us this morning with that beautiful tag, God Has a Miracle for You Monday, and starting our day with that powerful prayer. Good morning, CMC family. My name is Rebecca Thomas, and I am I'm greeting you from Snellville, Georgia. And it's a Jesus joy to do that. And I'd love to tell you a little bit about our call. The Master's Call was founded in October of 2010 by our wonderful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, and our pastor and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we affectionately call our Mother Eagle. We stand on the scripture that comes from Psalms 88:13, and that says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." And our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We also have a website, www.themasterscall.net. And this is where all of the messages from the call have been archived here, as well as all of the bios of our speakers. And the theme for the year is, in 2019, God's hand of justice, integrity, and truth in me. In me, individually and collectively, will clearly be seen. And if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, a host, or share a word from the Lord, or maybe you have a prayer request or a praise report, you could submit any of that information to this email address. It's info@themasterscall.net. Again, that email address is info@themasterscall.net. and our Dr. Vanessa or our Prayer General, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. And we all were woven together through a phenomenal company called Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 29 years ago. We are now called Artist Life, but we still feature the best health and wellness products to help the world become healthier. And we have a new morning motivational call for artists, and it's held Monday through Friday right after this call. This is where a team of artist leaders give vital information on the benefits of the wonderful artist products. And that number is 712-770-4005. And the PIN number is 294-617-POUND. And if you need a bypass number to continue to receive the calls free of charge, that bypass number is 716-293-9707. And you don't want to miss today. It's Inspirational Monday, and our very own Dr. and Pastor Vanessa is going to be speaking today on Inspirational Monday on the morning motivational call. And we're excited to see you at the Artist Extravaganza 2019 at the end of this month. And I know you'll look at your back office for more details on that. And our speaker this morning is our very own co-founder as well, Dr. PK Patton. And I'll tell you a little bit about Dr. PK Patton. She's a native of Monticello, Mississippi. And she's filled many roles, including being commissioned as an Army chaplain for many years, a military intelligence group and senior pastor, an associate pastor, a loving wife, mother, grandmother, and she even served for a season as the one and only ambassador of Artists International. And she is in a new season of her life, a newlywed to her tall, dark, and handsome Mr. Lester Wallace Patton, who loves her like Christ loves his bride, the church. And so, Dr. PK, are you on the line with us this morning?
I definitely am. Can you hear me, Minister Rebecca?
Yes, ma'am. Please take it away.
Well, thank you so much. God bless you and Minister Gracie. Thank you for that invitation. I tell you, introduction, you said just right each and every time. Thank you so very much. God has a miracle for you Monday. Thank you, Minister Tiffany. Yes, he does. And again, I add my happy birthday to you. I know you were real busy because I called to give it to you this weekend, but you were out partying somewhere. That's all right. But get ready because I'm going to want you to come forth and give us a little bit of a selection this morning for our word. God is so good. Yes, he is. I thank God for Dr. Vanessa. I love you and appreciate you. And, of course, you know us. We love, love, love Mother Josie. That's all my husband can talk about when it's time for us to go into that Weatherspoon household. It is, how is Mother Josie today? And I thank God for my dear husband, who I often say is the chocolate on my cake and the cream in my coffee. And I thank him for the covering. TMC family, I want you to know that I love you this morning. God is a good God. And in spite of all that we see that's going on around us in this world, God is still God. And we still must look unto him who has and know all things. And not only that, can do all things. He's an omnipotent God, all powerful. All the power of heaven and earth is in his hands. And so I say that this morning as our preference where we are with our prayer and fasting series, and we are going to deal with breakthrough. Yes, 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 there are times in our lives when we feel that life has us down and try to absolutely snuff the life out of us. But I'm here to tell you that is the job of the devil, and he does it well. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But I'm so happy that I serve a God. I love upon Jesus Christ and respect what the Holy Ghost can do in my life. Glory to God that lets me know that we can deal with the hindrances that block our breakthrough. And that's what we're going to talk about today, because after we come off of prayer and fasting seasons and periods, then we need to know what it is that will come to block our breakthroughs and what we need to do to get through that point. Bless the name of Jesus. I am so excited, you all, about what I am seeing, what God is allowing me to see in the future for us here in the TMC family and the Artist International. I am also excited, Artist Life. I am also excited about what God is doing for us with this health and wellness ministry and what he's doing with us in the wealth ministry as well. So with that being said, let us get with it. Hindrances that block the breakthrough. Hindrances. Some of you may say that I prayed and I prayed. Hallelujah. But I don't see the answers to my prayer, Dr. PK. I even went on this 40-day fast that that you and Dr. Vanessa said we needed to go on, and I did not get my breakthrough. I have done all that I know to do. Hallelujah. But I still don't see my breakthrough. I have not gotten what I want from the Lord. Now, I want you to know that we cannot talk about fasting and not deal with one of the greatest things that hinder our breakthrough, and that's sin. Every fast that I've been on, you all, I want you to know that it involved one of the first things the Spirit of the Lord deals with, and that's sin and repentance, everyone. And, oh, my goodness, if I could just really be transparent with you all this morning and let you know that after this fast, even as old as I am in this fasting and prayer thing, I could not believe that the devil raised his head as he did. Sin separates us from God, and sin can cause all sorts of blockages in our lives. You hear me? There are consequences of sin and are held responsible for our own actions. Did you hear what I said? We are all held responsible for our own actions. Sin called Adam and Eve to be alienated from God. In Isaiah 56, 1 and 2 says, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that he cannot save, and neither his ear heavy, that he cannot hear. But our and your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear you." Life can cause our garments to be stained. Life. I don't care how saved you are, how long you've been saved, life can cause our garments to be stained. Yes, our hearts may be dirty because of the cares of the world, the adversities that we are confronted with, the afflictions, divorce, pain, rejection. If not handled properly, our pain can turn into sin, but it still stems from a heart issue. When our hearts are hurting. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. It feels as if we cannot make it. I speak to you today as openly and as clearly as I possibly can using the scripture. Dr. C.C. Armstrong in my homiletics class used to say to us, I want you to preach from your hot button. And when I first heard him say that, I said, what in the world is Isaac Clark talking about today? When you speak from your hot button, you are speaking from a place and you are preaching from a point in life that is causing you some problems and situations that only God can deal with. In James 1, 12 through 16, it says, blessed is the man that endureth temptation. For when he is tried, and we all are tried in this life, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised. And we've got to remember the promises of God as we go through this life. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he anyone. But everyone is tempted when he is drawn away from his own lust and enticed. Then when lust has conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved, because of sin. You see, sin can cause you to sin, and sin begets more sin. My mama used to say, and daddy too, liars cannot tarry in the sight of God, neither will you tarry in my sight. You see, they taught a lie will easily lead to another lie. And if you lie, you will steal. And if you steal, you will kill. If you don't do it, you will have somebody else to do it. So you will not lie to me. And after that, we would get a beating of our lifetime. Mama, my mother, and my daddy did not allow us to stand in their faces and lie. And because I don't like anybody beating on me, I soon got to the point where I tell the truth no matter what. Don't care. There are some things that you can say about Dr. PK, but one of them is not that she is a liar. I'm going to tell you the truth, whether it hurts you or and me, I'm going to tell you the truth. God knows that it is imperative for us to fill our lives with fasting and prayer, spending time in the presence of God in order for us to keep ourselves in a place where we are cleansed from lying and any sin, excuse me, that would turn us away from God. I'm calling for you, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale, to come and sing just a little bit for us. And the reason is this is a tough one this morning. Knowing that God has a miracle for us, we need to know that the enemy himself will come to stand in between us and what God has for us. And the greatest way for him to do that is to cause even the greatest of us to sin and to allow Satan to get in between us and God and what God has for us. Minister Tiffany, will you come? And after that, my husband is going to come and read a scripture for us.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work, for God will do what he said he would do. He would stand by his word. He will come through. Oh, God will do what he said he would do. He would stand by his word. He will come through. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work.
Glory to God. Yes, Lord. No weapon formed against me will prosper. It's just not going to work. It's going to form. I'm going to tell you it's going to form. You are going to see it form in. You may even see it rise up against you. It may hit you. You may fall down. Fall down doesn't mean failure. Failure is when you refuse to get up. It won't work. The sin in this life will not work unless you allow it to have the power over you to work. Christ gives us power over sin. One aspect of fasting is that the flesh is brought under subjection so that the spirit will rise up. You better say it again. One aspect of fasting is that the flesh is brought under subjection so that the spirit will rise up. I encourage you to get your journal and begin to write down areas in your life where a door could have been opened to such a sin. Ask God, as the old folks used to say, Lord, shine a light on my life, on my heart. And if there's anything, because this is a heart issue, there that should not be, I want you to take it out and strengthen me. And I want you also to realize that it's the little foxes that spoil the vine. Foxes are sneaky, and they generally do not come out often, or when they do, they come out in the dark. The fast also may be so that the light can be shined on your areas in your life that are dark. That's causing you not to have the breakthrough or maintain the breakthrough. Just because we have attained it does not mean that we can maintain it. We must know that the enemy is always there forming weapons to prevent you from having what God has for you. Why did Jesus say, go and sin no more? Least a worse thing come on you. Sin attracts bondages. Sin gives the enemy a legal right to operate in your life. Let's take a closer look at this in the scripture, and we are going to put a peg right there after this scripture. Babe, would you come and read for us John, the 5th chapter, beginning with the 17th verse.
John 5:17. But Jesus answered them, my Father worketh whether and I work. Therefore the Jews sought to more to kill him, because not only had broken the Sabbath, but said unto God, was his Father making himself equal with God? The answer Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what seeth the Father do, but whatsoever he doeth, these also doth the Son likewise. For the Father loveth the Son, and showeth him all things that himself doeth, and he will show him greater works than these that ye have marveled. For as the Father raised up the dead and quickened them, even so the Son quicken whom he will. For the Father judge no man, but that hath cometh all judgments unto the Son, that all men should honor the Son as they have honored the Father.
Hmm.
He that honoreth and not the Son honoreth not the Father, which hath sent him. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he said my word, and believe it on him that has sent me, had everlasting life, and shall not come unto condemnation, but is passed from death unto life.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank God today because the word lets us know the Lord is here with us. He will not leave us nor forsake us. He wants us to know that he is here to assist us in doing everything that he has given us to do. We are to live in a life whereby we get the breakthrough, whereby we realize that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, whereby we can say, holy, 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 God is our Father, and he will sustain us and give us exactly what we need. But the only way that we can do that is to recognize there's nothing good in this flesh, and we must fast and pray to keep this flesh under subjection. Blessed be the name of God. Next Monday, we will come back with more on what we need to do to keep sin out of our lives that hinders us from the breakthroughs that God has for us in our lives. Even us, those who are saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, and on our way to heaven, need to recognize that sin is not dead unless you decide to put it under your feet with the help of Jesus. Come on back, Minister Rebecca, and give us our prayers for our prayer request. Minister Rebecca, are you there? All righty. Well, let me go right on. Praise the blessed name of Jesus, and we'll close this call out. I want you all to know that we have prayer requests that we pray over at the end of our call each and every day. We get calls for us to pray for the needs of those who participate in our calls, and some are for those who are sick. Yes?
Hi, I'm so sorry. I'm back. Do you want me to finish it up?
If you could just go on and give the announcement, and I'll give the benedict. I'll do the silent prayer. Just give the announcement, please.
Okay, you don't want me to pray?
I pray. I'll pray and close us out. Just do the announcements, please.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, thank you so much, and I do apologize for that, for accidentally hanging up. Thank you for that short word, and the announcements are to hear the playback of this powerful message. You can call 712-432-1085, and the PIN number is 957-677-pound. And then, the new morning motivational call is next with our Dr. Vanessa, and that is 712-770-4005, and the PIN number is 294-617-pound. Thank you again, Minister Tiffany, for greeting everyone and opening the call with prayer. Dr. PK, thank you once again for that powerful message. God bless you, and please close us with the benediction and prayer.
Thank you so much, Minister Rebecca. I am just so happy that you are here with us as you are carrying our bundle of joy. And so whatever you can do, we are happy that you do what you do, plus getting those babies out. But let us go on and close you all in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you know the needs of all of your children, our people. We ask, Holy God, for those who've called in for sickness, that they realize that healing comes straight from you. Jesus, you took every sickness, every ailment, diabetes, cancer, everything to the cross and nailed it there. And all of the names of these things must bow to the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you and we praise you for our children. For you have given us these children, and you have now allowed us as parents to see what we were like when we were children for our parents. And we ask, Holy God, that you bless our children, that you save them the more, give them deliverance. Bless them as they are transitioning into real parenthood and to work and get jobs for themselves. God, we pray today for our great company as artists is preparing for the Las Vegas extravaganza. Bless those who are wanting to come, open doors so that finances will be released unto them. Every hindrance, everything that comes to prevent their breakthrough, we plead the blood of Jesus over it now, declaring that we are winners and we will walk into that place. Bless in Jesus' name we pray. Now, Holy God, we ask that you will keep us today and that you will rest with us today, walk with us today, keep us today in Jesus' name. Thank you, Holy God. Amen and amen. Go out and have a super fantastic day, my friends. Bye-bye.